What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. Hey now, what's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, another daily devotional. Engaging Heaven today. As always, I'm James Levesque, and I'm going to thank you for tuning in. You're investing. We're about 1.8 thousand subscribers a day. Unreal. We're on target for 100,000 downloads, which is phenomenal. I mean, you're talking about less than a year, and it's really attributed to you. All the states around America, all the nations listening, I want to thank you for tuning in, making a part of your day. Let people know, subscribe it, review, hit me up. I love, love, love how many people mention me on Instagram, on your stories. Keep it up. Let's jump right in. We're going to call this copay. Copay. If you're not living in America, you may not know what that is, but it's a thing. Let me tell you how a copay works. I pay monthly for insurance, right? So whether you got your insurance on Obamacare through an exchange or through your business or whatever, I have insurance, right? My insurance on the front has my number, the name, the card, whatever. Say you go to the hospital, right? Boom, you go to the emergency room or you go to a specialist. Say I go to the dermatologist, right? The skin doctor, right? She tells me to cover my head in the summertime like this so I don't get little flakes on my head anymore. So I got to wear do-rags in the summer. Now my wife's buying me a bucket hat, so I have things to change it up at. But I cover my bald head, okay? So I had to go to the dermatologist for her to get... Chris laughing at this. She had to cover my bald head, and I went to the dermatologist, and I had to go see her. And they looked at my insurance card, typed all the information in, flipped it to the back. And she said to me, that's going to be $40. That's your copay. Now, I pay monthly for my hundreds and hundreds a month for my insurance, right? Health insurance. There's a copay. So after I paid all of this money, they tell me you still owe $40 for the specialist. So you got to pay upon paying. Here's the thing that you don't want to hear this morning, which I need to tell you. There's a copay in Christianity. I know. There I said it. People have a hard time with it. I get it. Look, it would be more comfortable if your Christianity caused you to do nothing. I get it. We would rather sit there and let heaven do it all, and we don't have any part to play in it, and it's already been done, and I love it. It was the finished work of the cross. I totally get it. I wrote a poem one time called The Unfinished Work of the Cross because you need your eyes opened. There is a copay in Christianity, and it will cost you your yes, your life, your obedience. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that God will heal your land, right? We love that. It's like, man, it's so powerful. Chronicles, we love it. We can quote it. We want to pray about it. What we don't realize is there was a copay. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, right? There's a scripture that says, I'm the God that heals thee, Exodus 15:26. We love it. Quote it, sing it, I am the God that healeth thee. We love it. Oops, there was a copay. It says, if you hearkenly, diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and obey his commandments, do what he says, then, yeah, for sure, I'm the God that healeth thee. Oh, well, that's Old Testament, James. Great, let's move to the new. Jesus died on the cross, right? He died on the cross. He conquered death, hell, and the grave for you. But he still says, you better believe in your heart and confess with your mouth if you want to be born again, that Jesus is Lord. You have a copay. Working miracles, faith. Faith is anchored in the unseen realm. Jesus said, if you put your hand to the plow and you look back, it's not going to work. You're not going to see increase. Oh, there's your copay. If you don't pray for the sick and you sit at home and quietly hope the sick people get healed, they're not. That's your copay. What we fail to realize is there's a copay in Christianity, and it has a lot to do with our ability to say yes and partner with heaven. If we're not partnering with heaven, then you're not paying your copay. We can't just sit there and think that this Christian life is going to magically just sprinkle on us without believing and activating our faith. It doesn't work. I was so burdened by the lost, right? I was so burdened by the lost. And I'm like, man, I just want the lost saved. And, you know, and then one day my whole world blew up. I read one scripture and it would forever change everything I thought about the lost and how God wanted to use me. I'll tell you about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about copay. I'll never forget the day, you know, I would always pray. Come on, we have loved ones we pray for. I remember praying for the lost to get saved. I would pray all the time. Look, I'd have a little list at night, and I would pray that God would save unbelievers. And look, it sounded like a great little thing to do. And then one day I read the Bible. And in Matthew chapter 9, Jesus says in verse 36, the Bible says that he saw the crowds. He was moved with compassion because people were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And it said, he said to the disciples, and here's what rocked my world, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And then, as you know, he goes on to say, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into the harvest field. That blew my mind. Because Jesus, I'm sitting at home thinking that the people that are lost are the problem. Jesus is like, bro, that's not the issue. You're the issue. The harvest is plentiful. Look, if you're praying for the harvest, I think you pray for people that don't know the Lord. You pray for friends, family, loved ones. I'm all about it. If you're praying generally for the harvest, you're wasting your time because the harvest wasn't the issue. Jesus said the harvest was plentiful. They're good. They need you. Yep, they need God. They're good. That ain't the issue. The issue is you. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. You know the scripture that says many are called and few are chosen? That doesn't mean that God looks at a lot of people like, I love all of you, you're all called, but these people, you're the ones. That's nonsense. Many are called, fewer chosen means, bro, I called many, but only a few people took my call. They chose me. Copay! Many are called, few decide to pay the copay in Christianity. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. What does that mean? Nobody wants to pay the copay. Y'all a bunch of cheapos. The harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. What does that mean? That there's not a lot of... No, there's a ton of laborers, but only few are saying yes. It's no different today in Christianity. Come on, man. This is only few. Are you paying the copay? That's my question to you. Are you saying yes? Are you being obedient? Are you surrendering everything? There's your copay. The harvest is plentiful. I ain't worried about the loss. I'm not worried about people that need to get saved. There are a ton of them. I'm worried about you. Are you being a laborer? There's only a few laborers. There's only a few. So out of the 1,600 that are joining us today, chances are there's not a lot of you that are doing it, man. There's a few labor. I need more. He needs more. So I'm praying. I'd no longer pray for the lost. I start praying for believers. Because believers need to be awakened. I was on the phone the other day. August 27th to the 31st. We're going to be in San Jose, California. I can't wait. Awake San Jose. God spoke to me. I had a dream. A bunch of us are getting together. I'm going to tell you more about it later. I can't wait to get to North Cali. But look, San Jose. We're talking about them. We're doing it like a camp meeting, morning and night, Holy Ghost. But we wanted to make it an evangelistic effort. Guess what? Believers need to be harvested and the lost need to be harvested, unfortunately. Because we're in a day where there's no harvesters because they need to be harvested. I know. People don't want to hear this kind of stuff. So what am I telling you? There's a copay. Don't buy into this, everything's been done, you don't need to do anything garbage. That is the abuse of grace. You know what grace does? It empowers you to live a holy life. Grace empowers you to pay your copay, dude. Pay it. You owe a copay. And guess what? Guess what? Guess what? If my insurance company says I'm going to give you all these benefits, but you got to pay this. And if I'm like, no, I ain't paying that. Or if I went into my specialist and they were like $40 and I'm like, I'm paying you nothing. It's already been paid for. I'm done. Guess who ain't getting his head checked? And that is the state of Christianity today. Everybody wants a full relationship with full benefits with no participation. That doesn't work. Oh, God loves me. I'm not even talking about, I don't even question whether he loves you. God loves people that burn in hell. Are you kidding me? Of course he loves you. That's not ever been the question. The question isn't, does God love you? That's never the question. You might have that question and he does love you. That's not the question. The question is, are you paying your copay? Are you partnering with the promises of God to see them fulfilled on this earth? Diligent hands will rule. Laziness ends in slave labor. It's about diligence. Without faith, listen to me carefully. Without faith, you cannot please God. Ouch. If you want to please God, you better learn to activate faith. And faith isn't appearing in church. Jesus didn't die on the cross, so you go to church. That's so bizarre to me. And I'm a pastor. He died on the cross so you would activate your faith, flee from sin, live a holy life, overcome, and reign in this life, doing his will on this earth. No pressure. Good luck. You have a copay. And so today, look, I want you to partner with heaven. People, I don't get it, man. It's just like, what in the world? I don't want fad Christianity. Friends, I don't want it. I don't want what's popular. I get it, man. If you challenge the government, you're cool. And if you're, you know, if you're just like this loner, that's not cool. There's nothing about that attractive. It's not attractive to have no faith. It's not attractive to have doubt. You want to please God? Have faith. If you're going to have faith, you better pay your copay. That's all for today. Listen, we love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.